So let's talk about M. Night Shyamalan's directing history. So he did have a movie before The Sixth Sense, but actually two movies before The Sixth Sense that I've never seen, probably will never ever see. I don't ever want to support M. Night Shyamalan again. The first real big break was The Sixth Sense. And how do you guys feel about The Sixth Sense?
So when I watched it for the first time, I was like blown. I was like, oh my God. But I've seen it maybe a couple of years ago. It's not a movie you can just sit back and rewatch again. It's a one and done, because you watch it again and you just see how plotting it is. And if you watch all of his movies, it's the same way.
The pacing is all the same.
The pacing is just, it creeps along. It creeps.
Something happens at the beginning of the movie and then nothing happens. Something happens towards the end and then there's a twist. That is the M. Night Shyamalan formula.
He sets the tone in the very beginning. Always sets the tone. Sets a pretty good tone. Doesn't maintain it. Always takes a nosedive.
Well, what I noticed is that in The Sixth Sense and his better films, The Visit and Split, even Signs, they all follow the same process, and that's some form of discovery. The audience is given very little information about everything, and you're left to intuit and learn and discover what's going on alongside a singular character who then themselves understanding this. And in this case, in Sixth Sense case, it was Bruce Willis. His character was the one, was the audience.
I like the concept of Sixth Sense, but as Keith said, it doesn't hold up on a rewatch.
So. It didn't age well, but you also got to remember when this movie came out, it was fresh. It was fresh. You know, no one really used twists like that. There's always a twist in other movies. Before this one, that had a major twist in it. Of course, it's not in the same genre. Usual Suspects movie was the first one to do a twist and was like, oh, God damn, wow. And then he did it, and it was just more of psychological horror, thriller, or whatever. So it was new, because at that time, there was really nothing out. There was really nothing that was different, and that was a fresh breath of air. Unfortunately, now it seems like he just continues that thing. It's like, that's my niche. I'm sticking with it. I don't see any growth in him as a director.
I felt it was revolutionary for its time because, I mean, there wasn't a lot of game-changing stories at that time. But I think the reason why people flock to his movies is because they're expecting that vintage feeling, like, wow, it caught me off guard. And every time we see his movies, future movies, they suck.
All right. Next movie, just kind of brief thoughts about Unbreakable.
I like the approach to it. It showed both Glass and Bruce Willis's character kind of going through it. It was believable that a guy who starts to question whether or not he's more than what he seems, and he tries to live up to his young son's opinion of him while at the same time trying to tone it down, his expectation. And it was kind of light on the twist, aside from the fact that it's all true, it's not fake. That's what's amazing about the whole thing.
All right. So, James, Unbreakable.
I thought it was a good follow-up. Unbreakable is a great follow-up because, like I said, that after Sixth Sense, he had the it factor. Everybody wanted to see something from this guy. And then he comes out with Unbreakable. It was a good follow-up. It was different because of what it dealt with and all that, but it still had the twist. It wasn't a hardcore twist, but it had like a slight twist, not groundbreaking, nothing like that. But the movie was good. I enjoyed it.
Matt?
I felt it was a good follow-up as well. After his first movie, everyone was kind of expecting it to be at that level. Didn't disappoint as much as his other previous films, but it was a good movie. I didn't really have a lot of complaints against it.
Didn't lose my mind about it. I just thought it was okay. So, the much-awaited movie, Signs.
It was some shit.
I'm not sure when I realized that M. Night Shyamalan was terrible, but I think it had to be somewhere around The Happening.
I know. It was The Happening.
Between Signs and The Happening, people just started to turn on him.
Signs was much the same way. It was Mel Gibson's character who didn't know what was going on. All these strange things were happening. And then finally, they hit upon that it's an alien invasion and the aliens are allergic to fucking water. Who the fuck comes to a planet that's 70% water and you come there and that just poisons to you?
James, how do you feel about Signs?
Not that bad. Wasn't a good follow-up. Follow-up enough to keep his standing.
The movie that showed the formula that he had. And that's the formula you were talking about, Barry. Something happens at the beginning, then it's just plot, 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 explanation and stuff. Then you have your twist, and it ends. And it was more the same. At the end, I was like, that's it. Now, when I watch Signs, I'm looking for the twists.
James?
Some of the best directors always going to have one stinker. This is probably his first stinker. Was the movie bad? Not that bad, but it was bad. Was it good? No. I think I may have watched it twice. Like, and that's one thing with me and his movies. I never watch them twice. Some of his movies I only could watch once and that'd be it. It's middle of the road, but it wasn't bad. It was just there.
All right. I haven't seen it in such a long time. I don't remember it being good.
Yeah, if I had to review this movie now, it'd probably be a 4. But I might just want to give it a 0 just because. So okay. I would just say if you wanted to see a more fulfilling alien movie, alien invasion movie, watch War of the Worlds with Tom Cruise. It was actually kind of formulaic, but it's a fulfilling movie. So moving on with more M. Night goodiness, when I realized that he was complete garbage was The Village. Thoughts?
I did not think The Village was that horrible.
I hated the goddamn Village.
I didn't think it was that bad. There's a lot of symbolism.
Fuck that movie.
There's a lot of symbolism. You want to know?
Yeah, the symbolism of how bad it is. Yeah.
No, think about it. So
no, I get it. It was still a bad movie.
What symbolism were you picking up?
We're too far ahead of the times. Live the old way and not the new way, and keep people away from the bad stuff, which is considered technology, or just have it just normal. Well, normal for us. What I took it as is as this kind of like a Amish thing. If you think about it, just extreme. Dude was about to die from something he just got a fucking antibiotic for and called it a day. That's fucking ridiculous.
Your interpretation is old technology versus new technology?
No, not necessarily that. Just staying away from things that are new, foreign. Think of it like this. If you don't understand stuff, people fear what they don't understand. And okay, because this was new, they feared it, and they want to make sure that no one else could be harmed by it. So therefore, they created a lie, and they had to keep this lie going. Only a few people knew that the world moved on without them and was actually ahead. Instead, these people thought that the way they were living was normal to the times. I think it's about change. People are afraid of change.
Okay. My interpretation of it, the person who was in charge of the village was creating a false sense of danger in order to sway the public opinion. So weapons of mass destruction, and that if we don't eliminate these weapons of mass destruction, the boogeyman will get us and then we'll be in danger. So he created a facade of having monsters come into the village if they didn't do what he said in order to sway the public opinion. That way he could keep them contained in their little village or their paranoia of fear.
All right. So let's just move on. The next movie is going to be
probably The Happening.
Lady in the Water.
In the water. Is that the one in the hotel?
No, it's an apartment building. It had
apartment building, that's it, yeah.
I didn't like it. It wasn't enjoyable.
At this point, not messing with him anymore. Saw bits and pieces, and then I never finished the movie. Let's just say that.
I remember seeing it, briefly remembering it. It's one of the more forgettable movies that I've seen in my life. Usually disappointed. No other comment.
All right, so next movie is going to be The Happening. 0.
-20. This was the movie that killed my relationship with him. After that, I don't think I saw any other M. Night Shyamalan movies.
So I could get this movie and Signs kind of mixed up. Like, it's almost, I wouldn't say it's almost the same movie, but it's just his movies just kind of run together. Keith, comments about?
Terrible.
All right. So the next movie, 0, Last Airbender.
I didn't even see it. I told you.
I knew it was from him. I said no.
After that bullshit happening, I was done.
I have seen The Last Airbender a couple times because I'm a huge fan of the material, and it's not good. He kind of really trashed it, with the exception of the fact that some of the martial arts scenes were pretty cool and were in line with what was on the Avatar The Last Airbender cartoon.
He was just so out of place for that movie. He was the wrong director.
Oh, absolutely. He was absolutely the wrong director. He did everything wrong. He changed the names, the pronunciation of the names. The movie is supposed to be about Asian culture for the most part. They did a lot of heavy investing into Buddhist, Taoists and stuff, and Asian culture and stuff. He kind of did a hodgepodge. Characters, actors, and stuff, and he just mixed and matched them up. It didn't work out at all. I mean, he basically just got it all wrong. The script actually wasn't terrible. He actually got across several things, but he was the wrong director for it. definitely in the wrong director for it. Again, it was like he choked on certain things and he tried to throw his own flair into it. I don't know why.
All right. So the next movie, which I had punished myself to see, was After Earth. After Earth was terrible. And the reason why it was terrible, one, he directed the movie. The second thing was Jaden Smith, at least at the time, and his acting ability, acting against blue screen, green screen, CG characters, was not good. And the movie's terrible. Don't ever see it. Any comments?
I didn't see it. Hey, I thought I was joking when I said after The Happening, I was done.
All right, so silence on that one, and then we're going to go on to The Visit, which was about children visiting their grandparents. Their grandparents have slight dementia, Alzheimer's, sunsetting, stuff like that. Comments?
I like The Visit.
Yeah, return to form.
And if I remember correctly, it really didn't have a twist like that. It was kind of straightforward. I mean, it had a slight twist. It wasn't like, it was not a groundbreaking twist, but it had a slight twist. And the only twist was that people that thought they were their grandparents weren't their grandparents. But outside of that, I thought it was pretty good. I was actually surprised. I was like, okay. Well, if I had to rate it now, I would probably give it a 7. It was good enough that it kept me entertained. After seeing that movie, I was kind of like, okay, you're still on probation, but good one.
All right. Next movie, Split. I liked it at the time. I don't know if I watched
You basically question everything now. He's like, man, that messed up.
I thought it was okay. I'm trying to remember. I don't think I gave it too much of a high score.
The movie, it was kind of hard to watch a couple points. The abuse angle was...
Yeah. All right. So enough about M. Night Shyamalan. Don't see his movies. We are no longer supporting him on the podcast.